Coffee with Cutmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
We'll talk about Bin Laden some other day. Right now, the topic, your school budget. During the next 55 minutes, we'll be joined by a school superintendent who may be the administrative leader of your school district. We're going to talk later this hour after the 9:30 news break with Steve Tomlinson of Broad Auburn Perth School District. Right now we're joined by Jim Hoffman of Fonda Fultonville. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
And also by Tom Perillo of the Greater Amsterdam School District. Hello there.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Okay. A little trivia question. We'll start with Tom Perillo. What was your tax levy increase last year?
0%.
I mean, you're quite proud of that. But this year, it's 16.5%, and that's caused a lot of concern in this district.
It has. You know, last year we did use a lot in our reserves. We used over $5 million, actually $5.5 million, to get the tax levy down to zero. This year, with our funding being cut, the stimulus money going away, and increases in health benefits and retirement, this is what we've come up with.
16.5%.
Yes.
And what is the a reduction of jobs of?
There's 62 elimination of jobs. 40 of those are teaching positions, and the other ones are support staff and from the Civil Service Employees Association. Mm. But the increase in spending is only about 1%. So what we did do was we got down under contingency. We're about $361,000 under what the contingency cap is, which is 1.9. But unfortunately, because of the cut in funding, there is a high tax levy this year.
Mm-hmm. And just one more thing, and then we'll go to Jim Hoffman for a moment. But, you know, obviously we have focused probably most on your budget in our program, you know, with the calls and so forth. But there was some talk that your because of that low spending increase, you'd have, even if the budget's defeated a week from tomorrow when all the budgets are voted on, the school board could still opt for a higher budget, actually, because they have a higher budget in the contingency, but you say you won't do that.
No, that by law you can't do that. We can't. I believe Schenectady tried that.
Yes, Schenectady tried it.
They got away with it. And what happened was, I believe there was some legislation passed that whatever budget you go out with, that either is your budget or you can revise it and go out with a lower one. If this budget's defeated, we can't say to the public, okay, we're going to go up to contingency budget. That's not allowed by law.
So you would, would have to be the school board, would undertake, you have two other, you have three options, the budget feeder, right? Contingency, revamp the budget, or put the budget back to the voters again.
Right. Well, and what we can do in this case, because we're under contingency, if this budget is voted down, the board can opt to make this the budget, or they can revise it and put out a lower spending plan.
Do you know which one they'll do, or you
don't?
I don't know
at this point.
Tom Perillo, superintendent of schools, Greater Amsterdam School District. Jim Hoffman also with us from the Fonda Fultonville School District. What was your tax levy increase last year?
Our tax levy increase was a little over 4%.
Okay, and what is it this year?
This year it's 2.97.
Okay, do you think the budget will pass?
I'm hopeful. We've worked very hard. We've had four different community budget forums to explain what we're doing, starting with every month from January through April. We met with any members of the community that were interested to discuss the issues surrounding state aid and how it impacts the budget and what we needed to do. We had one session where we sat down and just took suggestions and ideas from the community members that were present. They sat in round tables to discuss what their thoughts and ideas were.
Mm. How many jobs are going away?
A total of just under 9 positions are being eliminated, which is a rather large number for a district with fewer than 200 employees.
Hmm. Really? But being compared, let's say, to Amsterdam with 60, I mean, that doesn't sound too bad.
I'm happy it's not 60, that's for sure, yes.
And I believe that you have been, maybe Tom Perillo feels the same way, but you've been outspoken on the way the state has cut the funding for the schools, joining those who say that upstate's getting the shaft, really?
It's absolutely a fact. You can look at it. There's data you can pull up to show you exactly that per pupil spending reductions for districts upstate, poor rural and small city districts upstate, versus the wealthier suburban districts downstate. The amount of money that was lost to these districts is tremendously more than the wealthier districts lost. Mm.
But some have doubted that, you know, even including a couple of our local members of the legislature saying, well, you know, that's what they're saying, but the downstate district. To be honest with you, I can't remember what, but they say they've taken a hit in other ways.
Well, they have taken a hit, but the difference is just to the extent to which they took a hit. For example, there is a district, Bronxville. It is a very similar size district to Fonda Fultonville. It's within 20 students difference in population size. They spend twice as much per pupil than we do already. They lost approximately $200 per pupil. We lost $1,400 per pupil.
Hmm. I guess I'm a little familiar with Bronxville, passing on the train. I mean, it's really one of the wealthier parts. Is it in New York City itself?
It's in Westchester.
Yeah, in Westchester. Right. We're talking with Jim Hoffman, Fonda Fultonville School District, Tom Perillo of the Greater Amsterdam School District. If you have questions or comments for these gentlemen, give us a call. 684-0123 is the number. 684-0123 the number. Steve Tomlinson will join us from Broad Auburn Perth after the news at 9:30. I think it was last week, Tom Perillo, we had Mayor Thane on, and she's having her own budget woes. And I guess my line to her that morning, I said, well, at least you're not the school superintendent. Because there were the Gazette headline the day after your last school board meeting was that angry voices, anger from members of the public.
That was our public hearing that we had at Amsterdam High School, and that's what the public hearing is for the community to share their thoughts with us. And they did, and they were very disappointed with the high tax levy, and we did explain to them the best that we could, as Jim was saying, the cut in our state funding. It's really gotten to the point now where every single year since I've been superintendent, we've had to reduce, and it's coming to a point where Amsterdam really doesn't have any more to reduce. I mean, we try to save jobs. We've got schools on the list of in need of improvement. And we try to hang on to jobs, we try to hang on to programs because we need them, and the students need these programs to be successful. But it was a good, I felt it was a good public hearing. I felt that we had some very good input, and we know where the community is coming from.
I'll ask each of the superintendents today about your unions. The teachers union in Amsterdam has not agreed to wage. I mean, it's kind of been typical, the school, and you tell me what you're actually asking them. School boards asking for a wage freeze, maybe a break on health care, you know, having them take a less expensive form of health care. What's happened in Amsterdam in connection with that?
What we did in Amsterdam is, you know, as soon as the governor came out with his budget, I was the first to come out and say, well, I'm going to keep my salary flat, and I think we should look at a different health insurance plan. I did that, put the idea out to what we call our non-bargainers, independent contractors. They did the same thing, flat salary, switched to a different health insurance. We went to our administrative unit. All the administrators in the district did the same, switched to a different health insurance, remained flat, and, of course, all of our administrators in the building are also becoming 11-month, which is another savings of about $90,000, too. We did put it out to our Civil Service Employees Association, and we put it out to our ATA.
The teachers.
The teachers, and as of yet, we don't have any concessions as of yet.
From either of them. And, in fact, at the hearing and also on the show to some extent, the man, and honestly, his name eludes me. It sounds like I'm part of the, I don't know what, conspiracy not naming him. The head of the teachers union became kind of a rallying cry at this last public hearing. I mean, are you disappointed they aren't talking to you? Or?
Well, they are talking. It's not that they're not talking. They are talking. But when you get into a request from the Board of Education and the superintendent, what it becomes basically are negotiations. So what we've been doing is we have been going back and forth and just have not come to any resolution at this point.
But either you or the school board members have stated that even if they did agree, you wouldn't lower the tax levy. You would use it to save programs.
The Board of Education has said that if there is any kind of a salary freeze or if there is any kind of an insurance change or any kind of concession at all, the Board of Education would like to put it into restoring positions.
And that's Tom Perillo, Greater Amsterdam School District. Let me ask you about the similar theme over at Fonda Fultonville. What happened with your employees and, kind of givebacks or wage freezes, cutting down on health expenses?
Well, in our last contracts with both our support staff union as well as our teachers, we did get health care concessions in the last contract. So that really was not a discussion point. They were able to do that in the last contract, and that's how we were using the savings from that was how they received the raise in the previous contract. However, we asked the teachers, the support staff, and the administrators to meet with us to lower to lower the increase that's contractually obligated for the coming year. The administrators are not working without a contract right now, but they have agreed, even when the contract is settled, that this year would be a 0% increase. The support staff union agreed to meet, and by the time we got to the end of the time, we came to the conclusion that we wouldn't ask them for any concessions. The teachers said that they would not meet with us to discuss it.
Mm. Again, are you disappointed in the teachers?
I am disappointed. I met with them starting in January to discuss the issue. They knew it was a serious issue. I told them that I was going to reduce my salary this year because I knew the seriousness of it, and I went to the same health care plan they went to. The administrators are going to the same health care plan. All of us are in the same plan already. So it was really a situation where I was trying to do it in order to save jobs.
Mm. And also, as I recall, the ongoing coverage of the stories in connection with Fonda Fultonville, I mean, I think a member, maybe the chair of your school board, praised the CSEA unit, or the unit, the non-teachers, because they were willing to talk.
They're not CSEA, but the support staff union was thanked by the board president for being willing to sit down and talk with us about it.
Mm. We're talking about school budgets. We're joined by Tom Perillo of the Greater Amsterdam School District and Jim Hoffman of Fonda Fultonville. We welcome your calls, 684-0123. It's 916. After the 930 news break, Steve Tomlinson comes on board. We'll talk with him about what's going on up there. You know, we sometimes call them the big three. We try to give them coverage with their sports teams and everything like that in terms of the coverage area of Light FM 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL. I would say this is, like, to me, a big question, and I'd like to, you know, get both of your views on it, you know, in terms of where we're going with education. I mean, from the, you know, I can talk to you gentlemen, and, you know, maybe the calls will come in and the people will be irate, or maybe they won't, or they just have questions. But when we do take calls and we hear from people about the school system, you know, what I hear frequently from my callers, and like myself, who tend to maybe skew a little bit more conservative, they're saying, look, Bob, it's over. I mean, we can't afford these salaries anymore. We can't afford what we're paying teachers, administrators, this whole nine yards. You've made some changes, but, you know, in each case, the tax levy is going up and so forth. Where do you go forward from here with education in New York State, Tom?
Well, I think one of the things is, you know, as we look to our legislators and our politicians, they run for office and they're always promising no new taxes, no increased taxes. But one of the things, you know, that has been brought out by the superintendents, you know, and the HFM BOCES is if funding is cut to local school districts, especially a high needs district like Amsterdam, we have to get our money from somewhere. Throughout the years, with a budget of $58 million, we collect, as of this year, $18,400,000 from our taxpayers, and no one wants to see that go up. But if they continue to cut our funding, we have to go somewhere. And there's only two places to go. Number one, to your taxpayers, and then number two, to continue to cut staff and programs, which is going to be detrimental to our the development of our students.
Hmm. And Jim Hoffman.
The funding formula is a mess. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
You mean how the state aid
how the state aid functions, how we are forced to take property taxes as a way of funding the schools. None of it really works well. As a result, we become the persons giving that message, the bad message to the community, and I don't blame them for being upset. I'm a taxpayer in my community too. I know how bad it is. Tom lives in his community. We both know. It's a messy, horrible system, and it's been one that's put together as a series of compromises over the last 50 to 75 years, and it's cobbled together in this thing that kind of limps along each year, where the legislature kind of puts a Band-Aid on it and pushes it, kicks the can down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any problem with the fact that the governor wanted to cut funding to education this year. I understand his need to balance the budget. He doesn't have the money either. But the problem is, when you do that, it doesn't make the need go away. All it does is pushes it on someone else.
Now, the governor says, among other things, and my mistake with Jim Hoffman, ask Tom Perillo, is that a lot of the school districts have the money. They have reserves. Do you?
We do have reserves, and we're using a lot of it. We're using, each year we use about $750,000 of reserves in our school budget. That's approximately 3% of our entire budget. Because in any given year, we spend about 97 to 98% of your budget is what gets spent. So that is the amount left each year. We put that back into the budget so we don't have to have that as part of our tax levy. This year, we're putting an additional $500,000 into our tax, into our funding of using our savings, known as fund balance. And as a result, that brings the tax levy down as well.
Mm-hmm. Tom Perillo, does Amsterdam have reserves?
Absolutely. And last year, as I said, we used $5.5 million out of our reserves to get the tax levy down to zero. But, you know, as Jim was saying, this year we allocated $2.5 million from our fund balance to try to get the tax levy down as low as we could. And, you know, we still, that money's got to be replaced every year, and that depends on your surplus from the budget from the previous year. But we do have reserves, but I really don't believe it's to the extent that the governor has said that we have. And, you know, he may be comparing us to some of those other schools in Long Island, Westchester County, out that way.
Mm-hmm. Jim Hoffman.
You know, there is one issue that you need to remember. When you're spending using your savings, it's kind of like grocery shopping using your credit card. It's going to come back to haunt you. You're going to get the bill in the end, and you're not going to have the money. Next year, we've used an extra $500,000 of fund balance, for example. Next year, there's going to be a $500,000 hole in our budget that's going to have to be filled somewhere in some way, either through reduced funding, either that, or through reduced staffing, or by raising taxes. So that's a hole we're going to have to make up, or using additional fund balance, and you're going to keep using it up till it's gone, and it doesn't answer the problem. It's another way of kicking the can down the road.